Rosetown, towering over the sheriff and officers escorting him into the Rosetown Circuit Court in handcuffs and ankle shackles, David Cressman arrived a prisoner and left a free man. Crown Prosecutor Jonathan Foreman and Defense Tanis Talbot entered a joint sentencing submission, which Judge Miguel Martinez accepted. The joint submission saw 294 days enhanced credit he served while on remand go towards his overall jail sentence, which meant on September 28 he was sentenced to time served. Talbot acknowledged that the sentence in the joint submission was at the lower end of the scale considering his charges. Court heard that Cressman didn't have a criminal record prior to these charges. "I'm not surprised addictions led to this," said Judge Martinez. Court heard that 38-year-old Cressman is a welder by trade and ran a successful business for about 8 years until he became addicted to cocaine. His marriage fell apart and he was no longer able to run his wife's business. "It was her business that he managed and that's when he went off the edge," said Talbot, adding that he then became addicted to methamphetamine. Earlier this year, Rosetown RCMP released David Cressman's photo and asked the public's help locating him. He was facing a number of charges related to incidents in Rosetown and Swift Current areas including break and enter, unauthorized transfer of a firearm, fraud, and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Court heard that Cressman was also involved in a robbery in Saskatoon and took Saskatoon police on a chase for a few blocks before crashing the vehicle. When Judge Martinez gave Cressman an opportunity to speak before he was sentenced, he apologized to the court and to his parents. Cressman will be on probation for 9 months. He was also ordered to provide his DNA to the National DNA Databank, pay $815 in restitution, and prohibited from owning firearms for 10 years. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_Escatoday. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep local news a touch away by bookmarking sasktoday.ca's homepage at this link. Click to bookmark our crime, cops and court section. Here's why you should bookmark your favorite.